Okay, we are on Monday night. We're learning from book Oel Rachel. That's a class for ladies. I want to thank all the ladies that come in. I want to thank all the ladies that are watching. And I want to thank everybody that's watching. We are in the page 162. We are continuing the book. It's a chapter 5. And we are learning in the last 10 classes is about the candle. That the wife, she is the mitzvah of the candle. God gave her the mitzvah of the candle. And how is this candle affect the house and affect the wife and the husband and the children? Last week we learned about the mitzvah of the lady that the candle, the lady that she used to light the candle, and the strength of the candle to give to the children, to bring it smart children to the universe. What does it mean? That we discussed that the lady, she is a vessel to receive. And if she makes herself a vessel to receive her needs of the husband, that means they said a smart lady does the will of the husband. And if she is a lady that she is willing to receive, whatever the husband give her, her vessel is always ready to be able to receive the wisdom of the husband for to be able to bring beautiful children into this universe. So now that we are learning about Ha'or Yechidi Shel Abayit, the only light or the special light, either Yechidi or either Yechudi, that it's make it very special, that the light that the wife bring with the lighting of the candle. Osa Retzon Ba'ala. That's the most precious thing in our time, that the lady will do the will of the husband. Today the universe create ladies that they are compete with the guy almost on every position in lifetime. Either in a job, either in this, whatever is that, they are even can do a man job better than a man. Nevertheless, in reality, that God created the universe, He made the lady as a vessel to receive and the husband as a vessel to give. And if the lady is not willing to be a lady, it will be very hard for the husband to be a husband. So a lady need to be willing, even though that she is running and she is a CEO, CEO, CFO, or any other corporation, when she is coming home, she still need to be a lady. She still need to be a wife. And she still need to be willing to receive from the husband regardless. Even though that she bringing the most zero after the one in home, and she bringing the high salary in, she still need to treat herself as a lady and her husband as a husband. That means that he is still the giver and she is still the receiver. Regardless, otherwise the husband have nothing to give anymore. And if the husband, that the only thing that he have is his pride, and if he doesn't have the wife that look up to him, he have no reason to be there. And that's the biggest challenge that we're facing today. So, amadnu beperek kodem, we learned in the last part, in the last chapter, al koach ha'isha legalot et ha'tochen ha'miyuchad l'nishmat ba'ala. We learned that the lady have a strength, that her strength is to reveal the part in the soul of the husband to light all the room in his soul, so he's going to be able to be as a whole, as a husband. That means the light of the candle, when the man looking at the universe, the man really focus only on one spot. And when the wife come in and light the candle, like you're getting into the room and you turn on the switch, the light getting on, what the light does to the room? He make the room as a one picture. He create a unity among every part of the room, that the person looking at the room, he can be able to see the unity of the room and all the parts that connected with this room. Usually a man a very, very short sight. He only see on whatever he focus. That's the reason sometimes he get in all his lifetime and he miss most of the lifetime because he was focusing on one job, on one part of life. The strength of the wife that she shine to her husband, that he be able to see the universe more than only one window. That you're going to see the universe in 365 direction, that the universe is bigger a little bit than what you think the universe is. So, So the special thing that the wife does by lighting the candle, she light the eyes and the neshama of the husband. ולאפשר למיוחד שבבעלה לצאת אל הפועל בחיי הבית. That means that the lady allow the husband to be able to utilize and to cherish every portion of the house that it exists and to enjoy that. Usually the way it's supposed to be that the wife sitting at home and the husband going to work, and the husband bring whatever he's learning outside, whatever he bring, the wealth, the money, whatever that he bring it home, and the wife usually symbolize the tranquility, the comfort, the menucha of life when he is a hard working man, and then he's coming home and she's supposed to symbolize the oneg of the Shabbos, the oneg of life, that she create a home, that this home is a comfort to come to. That if the wife smart enough to create a house, that this house will be welcoming the husband to come, he will run home. But if the wife doesn't create this kind of house, it's going to be very difficult for the husband to come home. He will stay outside and come very late. He has no reason to come home. That means they said that the lady, she weave in the universe around her husband. Everything that she does is for to be able to create a home that's going to be fit to the needs of the husband, that he will want to run to her club. He will want to join that. For example, a couple got married. They got married, and by the marriage, the wife knew that the husband loved gin and tonic. And every day, as soon as he walked in from the door, she prepared the gin and tonic the way he liked it, with the olive on the top and whatever it is. And every time he's running home, he's very happy and he's... And after like 6 years marriage, he said, "My wife, I think I have a problem." She said, "What is that?" She said, "Honey, I think that I've become to be an alcoholic." She said, why you think so?" He said, "Every time I finish my job, I run home just for the gin and tonic." She said, "Don't be silly. 6 months after I gave you the gin and tonic, it was only tonic. It was no gin. You have nothing to worry. He's coming home, he thinks he's drinking gin and tonic. He doesn't even know that it's only a tonic with no gin." But she created the environment for him that he will feel comfortable to think that even the gin and tonic. So, the strength of the lady that she welcoming her husband into her home. And if she does that and she create environment that he will want to come home, believe me, he wouldn't go anywhere else. So, al pi hadvarim haele, navo laavin et divrei chazal. By this word we're going to come to understand the word of our sages. Al ma'alat ha-tachlit shel ha-isha amru, on the quality of the wife they said, en lecha isha kshera ela she'osa retzon ba'ala. And from here they come into conclusion that you don't have any kosher wife more than the wife that does the will of the husband. What does it mean? We explained it in many classes. We're just going to make it brief. The lady, she is only an empty vessel. It sounds very weird, even though that she contains everything. But she has no spark without the husband. That means she is like the mirror, the reflection of the husband. And the smart lady does the will of the husband. And the kosher lady does the will of the husband. What does this mean? That she is looking up to her husband in everything that he does. That means the way a wife is supposed to take the child and to train him to be able to face life, and to support him, and to show him, and to give him all the comfort that he will be able to face the universe, the same thing she needs to do with her husband. So he said, a kosher wife, that she does the will of the husband. The husband and wife, is that there are two opposites. They say, utkatem b'chatzotzrot, b'rasher hodshichem b'mo'adichem, u'b'yom simchatchem. The day that you are happy and the head of the month, you need to blow up the trumpet. Chatzotzrot, that means in Hebrew, every time that you finish the ceremony of the wedding, they blow up the trumpet. Do, 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 do. Why trumpet? So they say chatzotzra, that means chatzitzurot. it's two half of shape. When they put them together, that's when they created Chatzotza, the trumpet. The same thing here, you can hear the music. Same thing in husband and wife. They are two half a shape. If the wife, she is a kosher wife, to understand that even though that she is the great vessel and she is the most beautiful one and she is this and she is that, she is still a vessel with nothing there. Without her husband, that she's going to match face with him. Even though that she is a three dimension and he is two dimension, nevertheless, she needs to reduce herself to the level to be able to match with her husband. Otherwise, it will not match you. What does it mean? For example, a lady, if you take a building, a lady can travel in the elevator in the building to every floor. The husband is on only one floor, whatever floor he is. When she finds him, she need to come to his floor. And when they unite together, then she can take him to a ride in the elevator to show him the rest of the universe. But they need to do together. He cannot travel without her. He is only in a fixed level that he is. The husband is only two dimension. He cannot be three dimension. He doesn't know what does it mean. The only one who they know what does it mean, that's the wife. But she cannot explain that. Because if I'm going to tell you to explain the taste of the apple, the taste of the apple, if I'm going to tell you to explain the taste of the apple, you wouldn't be able to explain that. This is something that you can touch, you can taste, you can smell, but you cannot explain that. The same thing a lady. A lady, even though that she see the situation, she see everything, but she cannot explain that. Why? If the person did not taste an apple before, you cannot explain the taste of the apple. The same thing the lady. Even though that she is with the husband, she cannot explain him. What does it mean, three dimension? They need to follow together. They need to match face together and they need to move together. Then the universe look different. So, the lady to be a kosher lady, that she does the will of the husband. Yes, he is limited. Yes, he is two dimension. But nevertheless, she need him to support her life for to be able to keep moving in the universe. So, חייו של האדם בנויים על שני יסודות. The life of the human are built on two different foundations, on the will and the action. האדם שואף תחילה ובכוח הרצון הוא פועל ועושה. The person, his desire, in the beginning, he is with his will, he would that he want, and then he take with the action to try to make it happen. That means the eyes see, the heart desire, and then all the body follow. הרצון הוא גילוי כוח הנשמה. The will, this is the strength of the revealing the power of the soul. המעשים הם הכלי הנושא את הנשמה. The action, this is the vessel that carry the action of the soul. השלמות האדם היא שרצונו האמיתי בעבודת השם. What is the completion of the person? When he does the will of God. Whatever God wants, that's what he do. יאיר את כל המערכות חיי המעשה שלו והתקיים בתוכה. That means that the light of Hashem going to light every part of his life, and this what he's going to share with his wife. Again, I'm going to try to make this is a little bit too much to consolidate in just in a couple words. The husband, he is the wisdom in the universe. The wife, she is intuition. The wisdom constantly given to the intuition, light, cherish the universe. The lady, because she have everything, she have nothing. What does it mean? Even though that the lady is example as a ship, as a boat on the ocean, and she got everything on board, but without to be in a port to secure her from all the wind and all the waves of the universe, It will be very rough life, even though that she got everything. She is coming into the port, and she needs security, security, security. She needs the security of the husband, that he's going to support her financially, emotionally, and socially. That means that he will be there for her to secure her environment. That means that if this husband, his intention is not to give to his wife her needs, that she could be the best that she could be, what she's supposed to achieve in the universe. Instead of that, he is have his own mishugas and own crazy thing that he is pick up from the universe. It will be very difficult for the lady to be a lady in this home. That means the Torah come to teach us that the husband need constantly to educate himself. And if he doesn't educate himself, they said the bore, the pit, doesn't have water, that means it was full of snake and scorpion. The same thing a husband. If he doesn't educate himself with Torah, other things getting into his head. So he need, the strength of the wife is to push him to go to learn Torah. He need the strength of his wife to support him, that he will go to learn. He will go to the Beit HaMidrash. He will go to every rabbi. She need to support this for herself, for her needs, that he, all his action is going to be only to reveal the light of Hashem in the universe. Because if he's not going to educate himself with the Torah, he's going to be with different things in his head. And then it's going to be a trouble into the home. Because he is the one that carry everything that this home will be. So again, the will of the neshama, the desire of the neshama, this is the strength. When the person want to do something, that's the strength of the neshama to do it. And the action, this is the vessel to carry what is the neshama want. But if the person doesn't have anything in the neshama, instead of that he have what is the street give him, it will be very difficult. Now this is the vessel that carry the action of the neshama. And the completion of the man, that he, his will and his life and the truth life that he have, is to do the will of God and not to do his own will. Why? Because we are biased. And if I'm going to do what's good for me, God say, you and I cannot live in the same universe. If you do what is good for you, God is not there. And if you do what is good for God, God is there, your wife is there, the Torah is there, the children is there, Am Israel is there. Why? If you understand that you are only the representative of God, and everything that you do, you are only here reflect God's wishes. That means you understand, they say, Reshit Chochma Yirat Hashem, the beginning of wisdom is the fear from Hashem. That means if a person understands that he is here to only present God, he is here only to reflect what God will, then he understands that he is very smart. But if he is here to present himself, the best lawyer cannot present himself. The best lawyer. Why? Because if he's going to present himself, he's going to have a fool as a client. Nobody will believe him. Nobody. That means the same thing here. That the completion of the human to understand that everything is in action when it's coming into his wife and the home is only to project the light of God. And this is that this light, that he is the reflection of Hashem, gonna light the entire parts of his life complete in his home and whatever is going. And then when he's bringing this light home, his life will love him. But if he bring other things home, it's gonna be a lot of dispute between these couples. Because even though the lady, she doesn't express her emotion, but the extra intuition that God gave her, she can tell exactly if this man bring the right thing home or not. If you want to know if the husband does well, look at the wife. If you want to know if the wife does well, look at the husband. If you want to know if both of them does well, look at the children. Everybody is a reflection of the other person. And if this husband will do well, because it's everything starts from him, because he is the beginning, he is the giver, Then the wife, whatever she receives, like a husband, go up to the market, bring fruit and vegetable, and the wife take this and cook this vegetable and make in a soup. If the vegetable will be good, the soup will be good. If the vegetable will be rotten, that's what she's going to cook for him. That means everything starts from the point of the male. The male need to do to prepare himself to be God reflector, to reflect the avodat Hashem in the universe, and to look at his wife like a daughter of God. And if he is not going to honor his wife the way he's honored the daughter of Hashem, he doesn't see godliness in his wife. Basically, he lost his purpose in this universe. Shlemut ha'adam hazot, the completion of this man, שחיי המעשה, that the life of the action that he have, of doing, יתאימו עם הרצון שבנשמה. They're going to be matched with the will of the soul. We're talking about if a person keeps Shabbos. To keep Shabbos need to be in a three level. By thinking, by doing, and by talking. And if a person match this triangle, nothing can stand in the front of him. The same thing when it's coming to have a relation with his wife, he need to match face the action of that he's doing, the action of his word, and the thoughts that he have in his mind. When these three things getting united together, that's when he's coming to be a complete human being. And this is the will that has been revealed, that he need to match all those together between the action, the will of the neshama, and the word that he's speaking. And he שאינה מתקיימת אלא בביתו של האדם על ידי אשתו. That means when he does that, you can only see the results of that only in his, on his wife and only in his home. If this husband come home and he shine to his wife and he shine to the children and he shine and he speak in the right way and his action in the right way and his thoughts in the right way, you see it at home right away. There's no question about it. Any question? Esek ha'ish, the business of the man, who laset et haratzon shebaneshama. What is the business of the male? Is to carry the will of the soul. Betorah u'mitzvot. That means he need to create himself a vessel for his soul to be a vessel to carry the action. That means we have 248 parts of the body. Ramach evarim. That also Ramach is Rechem, that this is the uterus of the lady to hold this child. And this Ramach Evarim, this 248 parts of the body that we have, and we have 248 mitzvot of doing, and he taking this mitzvot and he sustained them with the Torah that he learned. לכן אין הוא יכול לרדת אל המעשה של החיים ולתת בו את הערך של הנשמה והרצון. If a person does the will of Hashem and he is carrying himself and his neshama only according to the Torah and mitzvot, he will never going to fall to the level of the body. The neshama is a very high level. Neshama shenatat abit Torah, the soul that God gives us is a pure soul. And the husband, if he carried the Torah and the mitzvot on this neshama, he will never going to go down to this level of physicality in this world, in this life, lifetime. Aval b'chaya adam anotzarim b'shituf ish v'isha, when you take in the life that's been created by a wife and a husband, אפשר להגיע לשיתוף מלא בין הנשמה והמעשים. You'll be able to take, when you have a relationship with the wife, you'll be able to carry this action of the soul and the action of the deed that you want to achieve and to bring it into action to this universe. בכוח האישה להאיר בתוכן את פרטי המעשים הרבים ולקשרם אל דרכו המיוחד של הבית שהיא לוקחת מרצון בעלה. Again, the wife, when the husband and the wife united, the child that this lady carry, what kind of child going to be? The wife been blessed only from the will of the husband. It's nothing else. And when this child grow, according to the environment of the house that the man dwell in this home, this is the way the child will take place. You know that the lady in the first 3-4 months, she is very vulnerable, and she is very moody, and she is very this, and she is very this, and every little thing around her affecting herself and affecting the child. And the husband need to be so sensitive to his wife and to the children and to everything around, that thanks to him everything will work. Thanks to his reaction to his wife, and thanks to his passionate to his wife, and he is willing to tolerate everything that it's happened, that's exactly what's going to happen with the children. It's worth it to take and to tolerate the mood of the wife for 9 months, and not to say a word and to run 20, 30, 100 miles to go to buy her ice cream or blintzes or whatever she like. Why? Because it's worth it. She carried the most precious thing of the universe. And if she is not going to get what she need now, it's going to affect her, it's going to affect the child, it's going to affect you for the rest of your life. And it's worth it that the husband will be so sensitive, and he will, with his action, that he's going to look at every detail, because the part that coming to this child is only from his mother. The mother, she understands the kids the most. Why? It's part of her. It's not like the father. The father is not, it doesn't, when the child cries, the mother feels the pain. It's part of her. And if the husband will sustain everything right, everything will be right with the wife and the child. And this is the job of the husband, to create a surrounded environment around his wife of security, of understanding, and patient and passionate to his wife, even though that the wife have a lot of up and down in her emotion, because the hormone change, with whatever change in her life, she's very vulnerable. The husband need to understand that. Hi amechuna akol letachlit naala. That means that the preparation for the highest point in life is to have a child. Shi haratzon shel habayit, that this is the will when the people going to build a home. That all the purpose that God gave us the Torah, v'igadeta lebincha, you need to tell your children. And if you don't have a children, we are the children of God. God can create children growing like in a pot, in a flower, put a seed in the ground and child will grow. The reason that he gave us a mother and a father, that we will understand that God is also mother and father for us. This may be mother and father leaving us, but God is always going to be there to keep to be our mother and father. ולכן היא נותנת את הטעם המיוחד שיש בידה בלב בעלה. And this is what is the sensitivity that the wife have, that she give the test to her life, that he is the hand, in the hand of the husband. If the husband is understandable, and the husband is carry only the will of God, and the husband understand that this lady carried the most precious thing, the children, for the next, to extend the life of the next generation, he will everything, give everything in his heart for his wife and the children. A person going to work for what? Just to support his wife and his children. And if he doesn't care for them, and he doesn't put everything in his heart for her, how is she going to be able to? If I give everything that my wife needs, I sustain for her, she has nothing else to do besides to put her emotion and her heart and her soul only on the house and the children and myself. But if she's going to be missing many things, it's going to be very difficult for her to sustain, to give, because she will be needed more. כלפי מיזוג נעלה זה, when you take in and you look in this unity between husband and wife, אשר הוא הצורה השלמה של חיי אדם, that this is the complete shape that men, male and female, supposed to sustain to build the home, חזל הפנו את התכלית האישה, that they come and they look and they try to explain us the essence of the lady. ועל האישה שהצליחה לבנות בבית חיים של אחדות בין הרצון למעשה, when the lady, the wife, be able to sustain a unity, a house of unity, of living between, and find the unity between the will and the action. אמרו, they said, שהיא אישה כשרה. That means that's a kosher wife. That means, if you take for example a husband, when his mother calling him, And she said, my bowl burned. I cannot see. I almost tripped twice. My son, if you're not going to change the bulb, how am I going to be able to keep seeing my life? And then when he came and he changed the bulb, she called in him and she tell everybody that he's the best electrician in the world and nobody bigger than him and he's the best contractor and he did this and how strong is he? So the husband, this husband going to run to his mother all the time. Why she constantly praise him? And the same thing the wife. If the wife will do that, instead of to say, what took you so long? 3 weeks is no light here. What's wrong with you? You don't see that we cannot survive like this? You cannot even change the ball in your home? The lady can either build her husband or either destroy him in her own mouth. And if she look at the husband and she's going to give him the right support, this husband will be very successful. And going to be successful to sustain her and to give her everything she needs. And that's the secret when they said the wife, when she be able by her word that the husband will follow the action that this home needs. The husband looking for a small mission. For example, my son, he wanted to go out by himself. So we start first, you know, go to bring the mail. So we follow him in the stairs, see he's getting the mail. He was 5 years old, 4 and a half. He want to go down by himself. Okay. Then we send him to the grocery in the corner. He did it first day, he run, and he buy what he need. We give him and he buy, come back, go get this and come back. Second time, third time, fourth time. And then we give him a little bit, a bigger task. And a bigger task, until he be able to, that he wanted to go to the bus by himself. So you build, if you build your child like this, a lady looking at the husband, that he is a growing up. The husband is growing up, but the wife, by giving him a small mission, and a bigger mission, and a bigger mission, the husband will be able to grow, and to give to this home whatever the home needs. But instead of that, she will demand, or she will, God forbid, put him down, or God forbid, hurt his ego, he is not going to be able to survive. He will never going to do that. That means it's very easy to understand when it's come to a little child, but it's very hard to understand that when it's come to adult. But a smart wife, that she is be able to build a home, and this is, she is a kosher wife, she be able to take the life that she been given with this husband, and she will make him want it, to go to the supermarket for her. She will make him want it, that he will run to change the ball for her. Why? Because she will admire him all the time. And she's going to tell everybody, my husband is the best husband. So he will be the best husband. It's like you telling to a child. Imagine if you tell to a child that he is the best. If you put the faith in your child, he will be the best. He will want it to start as best as he could be. The same thing your husband. But if God forbid, you're going to say anything opposite or any other doubt, the husband will prefer to go another place, to his mother, to change her ball, or to do other things instead of to come home. Nothing with the husband can work with demand. Nothing. The husband has such a big ego that if you do not develop his ego, if you take him up, you can take him down. It's in your hand. And he's going to run to the people, they make him feel good about himself. It's not that the people are going to think that if the husband will look up to the wife and raise her up, she will maybe need more and more and more. Instead of that, no. If he will support his wife and give her her needs, she will be there to be the best wife that she could be. And not the same thing with the husband. Any question up to here? Please.
Is that what you meant by being a candle? Or that was the Shabbat candle?
To be in a candle, if you look at the menorah, that is the symbol of the Jewish people in the temple, the menorah is a vessel. They have like 7 branches. Right. And these branches have in the top like a vessel, like an Aladdin menorah. And they had the oil there and a wick there. The wife, she is the vessel to carry the wick and the oil. Even if this vessel, even if that is from gold, it means nothing, cannot shine, because it doesn't have the oil and the wick. If the wife prepares herself that she will want it to receive her husband, she will want it to be a vessel to receive, then whatever is going to be, they're going to be blessed. Because she wanted to be, she understands her part in life. If I'm going to do my part, and my wife will do her part, everything would be perfect. I cannot be a wife, and she cannot be a husband. The husband only put a spark in the stomach of the wife. And this spark, from a million eggs that he bring, she only lay one egg. And with this egg from this wife, we'll be able to create universe. And constantly after 9 months, she separate from this egg. And after another 6 months, breastfeeding. Another 4 years, she's going to send him to daycare. Another this bar mitzvah. Another this wedding. Another this. And constantly she separate from one egg that she created. That means this lady building universe just by separation. Constantly by separation building a universe. We need to look at the lady, that the lady is very hard for her to separate. Constantly she separates. And this is the strength of the lady to build. By separation, she builds universe. And this is her strength. That means that she needs to look at the husband. She needs to know that herself, she needs constantly to give from herself. And if she does give from herself to her husband, this husband will be able to build. That means the lady, she is everything at home. She can either build the home or either she can destroy the home. If she shines into the home to the husband and she take care of the husband first before anything else in the universe, then she's going to have a wonderful home. But if the least lady, instead of to shine to her husband, she's going to shine to the street, that means the clothing and the store and the this and the fashion and the whatever is that, her friend going to be more important than the husband? This is what King Solomon said, that he find the wife bitter than death. That he is going to see that this man will be so much suffering because his wife, instead of to shine to the house, she shine to the street, God forbid. And that's a chaos. So the wife has a strength. Either she decides she build a home or either she does, God forbid, other things. Yes?
No, that's answered.
Good. Another chapter, and ki ishto shel Rav Yosef hayta me'acheret u'madleket ner shabbat samuch lachashecha. Amar la Rav Yosef, shaninu lamadnu lo yamish amud ha'ashan ha'anan yomam ve'amud esh laila. Melamed she'amud ha'anan mashlim la'amud ha'esh ve'amud ha'esh mashlim la'amud ha'anan. כלומר עמוד האש היה מקדים להעיר לבני ישראל בעוד יום קודם שישקע עמוד הענן. ומכאן שיש להקדים את הדלקת הנר בעוד אור היום נוהג כשם שהיה עמוד האש מאיר ביום. So he's saying here, we're talking about Shabbos, מסכת Shabbos, קו גימל. So we're telling about Rabbi Yosef that his wife used to light candle very close to Knisat Shabbat. It's already getting dark and she light the candle. So he tell her that he learned in the Gemara that we're talking about Am Yisrael in the desert, that the beam of fire used to be lit in to them the way at night, and in the day they used to sustain the beam of clouds to protect them. So they said that the beam of fire used to be carried and sustain himself before the beam of darkness that it start to shine. That means the lady need to start to light her candle before Shabbos, before the night comes. That means as early as possible, you need to add from mundane to Kedusha. The strength of the lady is to carry the Kedusha into the mundane. And that's where is the lady are sustaining the light. So, Alem Lavin, why we are comparing the candle of Shabbos to the beam of fire that was in the desert for Am Yisrael. עמוד האש היה מנחה את דרכם של בני ישראל במדבר ומאיר לפניהם באפלה. The beam of the fire sustained the Jewish nation, showed them the way in the darkness, in the desert, that we are living in a desert, even though that you're living in this civilization, in New York City, it's still desert, and showed them the light in this darkness. כך תפקידו של נר שבת הוא, the same thing the action of the candle of Shabbos, להנחות את חיי הבית, to show the path of life at home. הזיווג עם יצירה בלעדי, אין לה דוגמה ולא קיום בעולם. בכיצד יוכלו להנחות את חייהם המיוחדים, לחדש אורח חיים המתאים למציאות היחידות הנוצרת ביניהם. That means the couple, when they are living together and when they get married and they build in a home, they have a very, 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 very special unity between them. And this unity, they sustain this home in this place that only they can be able to build whatever God gave them in the mission. The way our face is different, our will different, our action is different, everything is different. Because if they are not going to have something to show them the way, to light their path, and this candle of Shabbos, to be able to renew the light in their life, to be able to show their reality in this lifetime, in this place, in this home, in the creation that create in their lifetime, how they're going to be able to see? That means the candle come to light the two neshamot, that they're going to be able to shine for the rest of the week after that. And if they are, as more that they lighted earlier, the wife lighting the candle earlier, before the Shabbos getting in, she'll be able to carry as light into the mundane day, to be able to add from mundane to a Kedusha of Shabbos. כאן משמש כוח האישה, that's where is the strength of the lady come. להדליק את הנר, to light this candle. Ner Hashem nishmat Adam, the soul, the candle of Hashem is the soul of the person. That means, we'll talk about it in previous classes, we're just going to give a little short, that the candle is like the soul of the human being. And the lady, because Eve, she damaged the husband, Neshama, whatever she gave him with the snake and the apple, she created dead in the universe. Before that it was not dead, everybody was living forever, and she have a correction to do. So they gave her the mitzvah of candle, that she be able to take and to light back the soul of her husband. And this candle, that is the soul of the husband, of the human being, that this is what is the candle of Hashem, that means that we can take this candle, she be able to take and to bring newness and re-light his neshama every day. If she light a candle every day, she can renew his soul every day. If she can't do it for Shabbos, she can renew his life every Shabbos. Because the soul of the person, the body, the person built from two parts, a body and a neshama. The candle built from two parts, the body of the candle and the light. The only thing that matches to the neshama is the flame. Then this flame, as much as the flame is warm, shine, only want to go up against every gravitation, the same thing the soul. The soul want to rise up, shine, warm. You get in too close, you get burned. There's no question about it. You need to keep distance. You need to know when to get closer, when to stay away. So they said that this candle, that the light shine in Shabbos, will turn on before Shabbos. This is the light of the home. She'll be able to light the neshama of her husband to be able to shine in her home. בבינה יתרה שבה היא מכירה תוכן הנשמה המונח ברצון בעלה. With the extra intuition that she has, she'll be able to lit and to shine 248 parts of the neshama of the husband. And all the will of the husband to be able to feel. ובנר זה היא מחפשת את דרכה. With this candle she be able to find her way. By shining every part of his neshama, she can find the way to his soul. חושף כל חדרי בטן, this candle are revealing every part of the stomach. ובזאת היא מביאה את הקשר ביניהם לידי ביטוי בכל אורחות הבית. And with this she be able to bring the light of this candle to every portion and every part of this home. וזו גדולתה של האישה. This is the strength of the lady, of the wife. הכוח לצרף. That means that her strength to be able to bound everything together. I explained in the beginning, I'm just going to repeat it a little bit again, that the husband is very much only individual. He see only one thing, one task. The lady are multitask. The lady be able to take, when she light the candle, if the husband is focused on one direction, on one thing, by lighting the candle at home, it's like you turn on the switch, and as soon as you turn on the switch, the room look as a one picture. Everything look match and fit, and it's all one continuous picture. And the same thing here, when the lady, the strength of the wife, to show the husband that everything in their life is match and fit into each other, that it's all belong to. Before that, he cannot see it. Her strength is הכוח לצרף לטעמה את טעמו ורצונה. That means that we already said that the lady, she is three dimension. She be able to be in any floor in the building. The husband is only in one level. In one floor, doesn't matter which floor is he. In the basement, that's okay. In the penthouse, that he have his own level. She need to be willing to get out from the elevator and to be with him in a certain floor, and then she can move with him together in a three dimension that he doesn't even know about it. But he cannot see the three dimension, and she cannot explain it because he cannot understand it anyway. But her strength is to shine and to move this home and to weave this home around him, that he will not even know that he is moving up with her needs. So that means that her strength to bound everything that she wants, and that he will be willing to fill up all her needs. של בעלה עד שעשיית הבית התלויה בה תהיה קשה, קשורה תמיד עם רצון בעלה. That means that it's coming into the point that this husband, without even him knowing, that everything that he does is just for to be able to sustain her home. Why? Honey, can you do this for me? Honey, you know I really cannot reach there. Can you help? She being a lady, she is looking to receive. She is not demanding. She is not forcing. She is not. She showed that she is willing to be a receiver. She let her husband be a giver. That means she shined to him that, and she support him, and she is build his ego that he will be able to grow and to feel comfortable that he is there next to her. בלא יחידויות לא יקום בית. Without this specialty of the lady, that she weave the universe according to the needs of the husband, and she does it to sustain the home, that he will run to her home because he will feel comfortable. המקורה של היחודיות בסגולה הנפלאה של עושה רצון בעלה. How that she be able to build this beautiful picture that she does the will of the husband, but only in her home, nowhere else. That means that he will need to come to her home. First he need to honor her to be his wife. Then constantly, but before that also, she need to show that she is willing to do her will, his will. She willing to be a vessel to receive. She is willing to be a lady. She is willing to be a wife. She is willing to be a mother, not to put obstacle, not to create problem. If you create problem, men run right away. A little problem, they run away. Why? They cannot understand three dimension. They have no tools for that. They see a three dimension problem, they say, too much for me to handle. They run away. The lady need to treat her husband like she treating a 3 years old, 5 years old, maybe 10 years old. That means that she need to understand that the husband doesn't see the three dimension that she living by. He only see two dimension. And she need to build him up little by little until he graduate to be able to sustain her needs, for to be able to build a beautiful castle, and then he's going to be a king, and then she's going to be a queen. But it wouldn't happen in one day. But if she's going to think that he needs to deliver every day, everything right away, he will not be able to do that. He doesn't have the tools to understand her universe. When somebody gives somebody a blessing, that you build a trusting home. What is a trusting home? Bait Ne'eman. What's a Ne'eman? So they said, Bait Ne'eman. Ne'emanim, they are witnesses. You have two witnesses, they are trusting witnesses. You bring somebody, he's a Shomer Shabbos, he's Ne'eman. When a person gets married to a wife, and the wife may get married to a husband, nevertheless, if the wife have demand, and the wife have wishes, and the wife asks for things to do this way or that way, the husband needs to say to Hashem, I don't understand, but I trust my wife that she does everything in her power for the benefits of the house. And the same thing the wife needs to say. You know, even if I don't understand my husband, I need to say yes, my husband. And I need to put the faith in him that he does everything for the benefits of the home. Regardless if I don't understand, I trust him 100%. And that's what that means, to build a trusting home in Am Yisrael. One more line and we finish. והיא מקשרת את טעמה ברצון בעלה, she bound the her will with the will of her husband. ופרי הצירוף הזה הוא יצירת הבית. And when you take and you dwell this together, that's where how you create a home. העניין עושה רצון בעלה, הרחבנו בנוסח א', that means that we already spoke about it in the, we're going to speak about it, we spoke about it before, what does it mean that she does the will of the husband? That she is reflecting the needs of the husband into this home. The husband come, the husband compared to a lady have a very limited needs. Very limited needs. They need to go to work, they need to eat, they need to sleep. Very limited needs. You're going to buy clothes, okay, buy a suit. What color? Double breast, single breast? Finish. There's nothing else. Is nothing else. The lady can find, they can look for a dress for 2 weeks. She looking, after 3 weeks she finds something, she says, oh, that's exactly what I'm looking for. How does she really even know that it exists? That's enigma for a guy. He have no understanding about it. So when you come in home and you show him the clothes and you say, how this man matched to this man, he need to see to say, yes, it look beautiful, yeah, you know. But he doesn't really understand. Is he really don't understand? Because it's very hard for him just to buy a suit that is just a suit. There's nothing there. It's only what color? Finish. Black, blue? Okay. What they need to do? Nothing. All this. You want a straight cuff? You want a... What kind of finish you want? You want cuff? You want flat? That's all. There's nothing else. So, I'm trying to make it simple so you will understand. Men's that they have a basic needs, and if the wife taking and bound the needs of the house around her husband will do anything for this home, or for any other home that she will sustain, as long as it feel good to come to her club, her home. That's the lady home. A man before he's coming home, he need to call. He say, honey, can I come home? He's coming home, he need to give half an hour, 45 minutes for the wife to prepare. That she will know that the king coming home, the queen need to be prepared. Should not be so simple, and not to take it for granted. Your husband come first, welcome him, please sit, you want to eat, you want to drink. Every husband have a different needs. Maybe you want to put your leg up, maybe you want to read the paper, whatever, I don't know, whatever they like. You need to create an environment that he will want to come, to welcome him. Then when you make him the king of the home, then you can start to be able to put on him all the weights and all the problem and everything else, because you already make him a king. Now he knows he's a king. Now he's ready to face challenges. But if you just come in and you right away put on him all the challenges, as soon as you walk in, he's going to run out. You have no tools for that. You need first to feel like a king, and then you can be able to let him challenge the universe as a king. So I wish that all the ladies are going to be able to understand how to build the home that's their territory. God gave the rest of the universe to the husband. בעזרת השם, you're going to be able to build a trusting room in Am Israel, במהרה בימינו השנה, אמן. Thank you for coming, thank you for watching.